and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Monday, November 16th, 2020.
Bitcoin is up 3% to 16,620. It did actually briefly break 17K today, but then Coinbase crashed. So I don't know. Do with that information what you will. And Ethereum is running at 463, up 2.5% since yesterday.
All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right, Pat, we talk about this, I feel like, every week. So after a boast about the protocol's resiliency, Value DeFi loses $6 million in a flash loan.
So we start calling them flash loan exploits.
No, yeah, exactly. A flash loan exploit.
I'm so sad because they boasted about how they had all this flash loan protection to Twitter, and then they got attacked, and there's the hacker left, right? You can't even call these hacks because they're economic exploits that depend on arbitrage, which you would never call a hack in other situations. But anyways, the attacker then left a note as part of the transaction that said, like, oh, you think you know about flash loans? It's like this super, super derogatory, just slap in the face. High level is that as long as these protocols are allowing you to initiate and settle as part of a single transaction, you're going to be exploitable for flash loans. I mean, flash loans, the only way to move the markets as much, there are always going to be economic attacks of different types, but the only way to move the market as much as you need to really make to really attack these vehicles is through a flash loan. I mean, these guys took out something like $80 million worth of ETH. It was an enormous attack. It was incredibly complicated. It was something like there was two separate flash loans for different assets involved as part of this attack to actually get the things to all move in the direction they needed it to. So it was this incredibly complicated attack, multiple steps. As long as these different protocols are allowing opening of positions and closing of positions within one transaction, you're going to continue to see flash loan attacks. It's going to keep on happening every single week. I think, you know, where I've ended up on this as both like a security researcher in my past life and as a, you know, user of DeFi is that this, we really just have to start moving away from anything that allows you to do multiple, any of the proxy service layers on top of this have to move away from anything that would allow you to use a flash loan. We just have to get away from it. So anyways, this was a good one. They did end up sending back some money. The people posted a bunch of really sad messages. Someone said that they were a nurse. Someone said that they were a student who had put $200,000 of their family's money. Like, it's okay. Like, I get it. Like, essentially it was like an economic hack met a emotional like troll on the other side. I don't know. There's absolutely no way that any of these are real. But the hacker then went and saw these people were posting these sad stories. He started sending them DAI individually. It's just such a weird world right now, man. It's super weird. Super, super weird.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
All right. Bitcoin Cash has once again split into two blockchains.
Yeah. We've been covering this for a while now. I think this was pretty exciting. I wouldn't call this a fork, although that's what CoinDesk called it here. They said it's split. Realistically speaking, is that I would say there was a... Gosh, how do you describe this? So there are two protocol implementations for Bitcoin Cash. One is called Bitcoin Cash BCH node, Bitcoin Cash node. Is that right? Bitcoin Cash node. The other one is a Bitcoin ABC. These are the two implementations that implement the Bitcoin Cash protocol. About 6 months ago, like, the drama is just the longest lived drama in the entire thing. But the dude that builds Bitcoin ABC decided that he really wanted to start taking a cut of it. So he basically began the process of building in a unilateral economic tax, I guess you would call it, or a developer fund that comes off of Bitcoin Cash. So he started building the code that would basically take 8% of every mining reward and send it to his personal address, or, you know, Bitcoin ABC's personal address, business address. The community reacted very negatively to this, rightly so, because this is sort of breaking a, you know, crypto, for how much we talk about that these are smart contracts and these have, you know, distributed ledgers and all these protections around decentralized attacks, all stuff, it is inevitably people behind them. It is people that and individuals that give them value and individuals that make it. So when you do an attack like this on it, you like this is again, this is another kind of economic attack on these blockchains. This is actually a developer or protocol implementation economic attack, because Amaury was sort of relying on the fact that people would not want to go off of his node. He sort of thought that he had the market cornered, and he said, "Hey, I'm gonna make this change unilaterally. No one else really wants it. I'm gonna make this change, and everyone's gonna go and they're gonna follow this change, and that's what Bitcoin Cash is gonna become." The community around him said, "Like hell no! They got a Bitcoin Cash node launched, which was a fork of ABC with a couple." Modifications, the IFP, which was this developer fund, removed, and it was November 15th. They basically the box ticked over almost immediately. The Bitcoin Cash node, so the non-ABC chain, rocketed ahead of the ABC chain. The ABC chain is struggling right now. It's really, really far behind. The node chain within 10 minutes had 10 blocks. I mean, like a ton of hash power got thrown at the Bitcoin Cash node chain, which is now, based on kind of the rules of how this all works, that is now the official Bitcoin Cash chain. But one way to look at this is essentially that Bitcoin Cash ABC or Bitcoin ABC forked off of the Bitcoin Cash primary protocol and started their own chain. That's also how it's been represented in all of the exchanges. It's BCHA is the new Bitcoin Cash ABC. Dude, this is complicated to say. I'm like losing myself in all the acronyms. But is the new coin that's out there. Go if you're using Electrum or Trezor. There's tools that will let you split your coins. Right now, Bitcoin Cash ABC is running about $15. Last time I checked, Bitcoin Cash is still $250, whatever. So obviously, you know, maybe Amaury can kind of eke out a living at the $15 price level. It gets really tough. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a real good chance that this node just sort of disappears, that this fork just kind of disappears, just like Bitcoin Gold and all the other ones out there. But I think it remains to be seen. Like, it should be really interesting. So 8% of 15 times whatever, 12 times however many they do in a day, so 1,000 a day. I don't know. It's interesting to see how much money they can make off of it. But that's where it is. Good job to the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem. I think this was a really big win for them.
All right. Interesting. All right. So ZapperFi announced an extension of its seed investment round with new funding from Delphi Digital and Coinbase. The additional amount on top of the $1.5 million round was not disclosed.
Yeah, good for them, man. This is awesome. I mean, I don't fundamentally see where they're like, I don't see where they make money in a way that rewards traditional VCs. You know, this is one of those things that they're eventually going to be taking either cuts. I mean, they're going to have to do a token. They're going to have to do that. Like, Zapper will inevitably do its own style of Curve platform on top of other protocols, and they'll have a token and all of that. And so what might have happened here is they might have given money for SAFs or other mechanisms where you can get a token return. I don't think ZapperFi lends itself particularly well to a traditional VC funding, but that doesn't matter. I mean, good for them getting it. I use Zapper. It's a great product. It's I hope at some point that they kind of mature some of their analysis tooling and like the ability to sort of see the different ROIs across different instruments, but it's a really good tool. So this is exciting for them, and it should only be good for DeFi. Like more on ramps to DeFi is only a good thing.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today.
By the way, it's also really interesting that Coinbase is one of the investors there. Sorry to interrupt you. That's Coinbase going in. That could indicate that, you know, Coinbase is, they're a strategic investment arm. So they're going to look at these and they're going to think about acquiring the companies that they invest in after some time. So that's another thing, is like, you know, is Coinbase looking at acquiring Zapper Fee? I don't know.
We'll have to see. All right. Now, thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
Take it easy.